Hey everybody, this is Mark with safedaytrading.org, and today I want to talk about not a perfect trade. You know, we've been talking a lot lately about the perfect trade setup, all that stuff, you know, 85-90% accuracy. Let me though share a couple of other trades that you might be able to do that may not be 85 or 90%, but you know, you may make some money at. And one of the key things is the pivot point and the 200, okay? So the question is okay, this is coming up on a pivot point. Do I play the pivot point on the other side of it right away, or do I wait? What do I do, okay? And that's a tough question. I have a tendency to play it right away, so I would have maybe a point or 2 points above the pivot point. So if it passes through, sometimes what it'll do is it'll go up 1 point above the pivot point and then back down. So I give it a little bit of room, okay? Other people I know that trade will wait for the second time through. So let's say it goes up through the pivot point, breaks it, and goes up maybe 5 or 10 cents, and then comes back down, and then goes back up again. And that second time it breaks the pivot point going up, it's going to be a much stronger ride. And the same thing happens with a 200. You know, the thing with the 200 is that it sucks stuff down into it. So let's say it's, you know, your candlesticks are coming down and down, and 200 is down below there. At a certain point, it's going to just continue on, and that 200 is going to just pull it in. The same thing with pulling it up, and that happens too. So you get a trade potential between wherever you're at now and down to the 200. You also have trade potential on the other side of the 200. So those are two trades with the 200 that you may think about. You know, you may only make 50 cents or, I mean, you only may make a little bit of, maybe 5 cents on oil or maybe 6 cents on oil if it goes down. But, you know, the possibility of it going down, breaking that 200 and continuing on, is pretty strong. And if it is pretty strong, because it's been a down day, and all the other indicators are showing that, you know, you're looking at a candlestick that's going to break that 200 with some power and continue on, okay? So you've got a potential there to make some significant amount of money. So be aware of that as a trade for you, okay? So what we're looking at is sucking it up to the 200 or down to the 200. You've got that point there. Now, these aren't for sure trades, okay? These aren't 85% trades. These are 60 to 65, maybe 70% possibilities. And you also have to do, too, is what I would do is I'd keep my lost stop tight, which means instead of 5 cents or 7 cents, it may only be 2 or 3 cents, okay? And those are another things that you may want to try and manage as well. But, you know, what you can do is once you get that potential breakthrough there with some power, man, you know, you're going to be feeling good. And the same thing with a pivot point. The interesting thing today, as a matter of fact, we watched natural gas go up above the pivot point, then down below the pivot point, then back up, blah, blah, blah. You know, you can actually play all of that if you want. Just have to be careful that you're making enough to cover the commissions, and that's the important part of that. So those trades can happen. You just have to be aware of, for me, unfortunately, those are my favorite trades, okay? Especially when I'm not patient. Today was Veterans Day 2015, November 11th, and it was really, really slow. And because it was slow, I had a tendency to start losing my focus, I guess, on that perfect trade, and started playing a little bit of this other stuff. I just want to share these ideas with you. Think about it. Take a look at what you think is a good trade. Consider it, and then see if it works for you. You know, again, paper trade all of this stuff first. I'm not suggesting that, you know, you're going to be successful or I'm going to be unsuccessful. I just want you to be careful. And the best way to do that is paper trading it, seeing if it's what you think it's going to do, and you anticipate and can anticipate it. If you can do that, more power to you. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. I hope you have some success. This is Mark with safedaytrading.org. Talk to you later. Come join us at Safe Day Trading.
org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at safedaytrading.org.